And now it's time to talk about men and what it means to be a man in America today.
Level-headed, but then also you have to have a strong foot.
You're driven to be great. You're driven to be a leader. But if you fail at those things, then you fail to be a man.
That's your job. To be able to take care of yourself and also take care of the people around you.
We're looking at men's experiences this summer, how their roles have shifted at home, at work, in society at large.
And today we'll continue talking about boys, specifically black boys. The numbers are grim. Two-thirds live in poverty, often with a single parent. Studies show that most will struggle academically early on, and barely half will graduate from high school.
Well, one small program at Clemson University in South Carolina has been working quietly to reverse that trend by doing the one thing that experts say is crucial to the success of black boys, recruiting young black men and training them to become role models and teachers. From the NPR Ed team, Claudio Sanchez has the story.
This summer, at least twice a week, a group of young black men, usually in flip-flops, T-shirts, and cargo pants, will meet in a tiny apartment on the Clemson campus.
All right, cool. Want to get started.
They're all student teachers. And though school's out for the summer, they're learning crucial lessons here in preparation for the fall. They belong to Call Me Mister, a teacher training program with a missionary zeal.
So what I want to start with is I want you to just write what you expect to gain out of this kind of mentorship.
These men are intent on changing the lives of black boys who are struggling with school and with life, like Marshall Wingate once did.
I actually could relate to a lot of kids because my father has been locked up. I remember seeing him beat my mom. I've seen a lot that I shouldn't have seen, and I actually kind of grew up too fast, as they say.
Wingate, now 21, has been student teaching for a year, sharing his story with boys he says desperately want someone to care about their struggles.
And that's just my main goal, and I really love kids at the end of the day. I love kids. It just brings me joy.
Not everyone in the room, though, came to the program with the same background or motivation to teach.
To be honest, I wasn't completely confident that this was something that I wanted to do.
Dion Holder's parents wanted him to be a doctor.
I was privileged to come from a household where my mother and father happily married more than 20 years, brothers and sisters from the same father. So in terms of speaking to the struggles that some of my peers and even some of the children have to experience is difficult for me, but I felt that this was the next step for me in my life.
But what about all those studies and statistics that say that black boys are trouble? Black boys will fight you. Black boys will disrupt your classroom because they're angry, because they're poor, because their families are in crisis. Saron Few, who's training to teach kindergarten and first grade, stops me. Listen, he says.
To me, that's just statistics, and to me, statistics are absolutely wrong. There's nothing wrong with black boys at all. There's nothing wrong.
Off to the side, Michael Barron, the only one wearing dress slacks and button-down shirt, nods in agreement. He's the veteran teacher in the room, running the meeting. The 29-year-old is a graduate of the Call Me Mister program. He was 19 when he joined, and for the past 10 years, he's taught 4th and 5th grade.
See, I am the embodiment of hope, or I have to prepare myself to be the embodiment of hope. And at the end of the day, my job is to make sure that I love on the kids that I serve, and to make sure that I love those teachers that I work hard with. So I become hope, and those other folks around me become hope as well.
It's not just about wearing your heart on your sleeve. Barron says Call Me Mister immerses the men in proven instructional practices, how to run a classroom, keep kids on task, and deal with students who can frustrate even the most seasoned teachers. And yet, says Barron, it's often the small things that kids respond to when he steps into a classroom, like his shirt and tie, something that he says his students seldom see men wear in their neighborhoods.
Unless they're going to two different places. One would be court, the other one would be church. That's typically the only time you see, in my community, a guy wearing a shirt and tie.
Like most of his students, Barron grew up poor. Both his parents were drug addicts.
We had a terrible relationship because I blamed them for everything.
Barron says Call Me Mister taught him how to let go of his anger by emphasizing two words, love and respect, for his profession, his students, and their parents. After 10 years of teaching in South Carolina, Barron is starting a new job, just across the border in Georgia.
I'm going to fifth grade.
You're going to fifth grade.
His new boss is Dr. Ricardo Quinn.
Who class were you in last year? You don't know her name yet?
Yes, she's there.
Yeah,
Single.
Miss Single's your teacher, huh?
Today, Principal Quinn welcomes kids and parents to a summer school orientation at his school, Chesney Elementary. Quinn, who's black, had heard a lot of good things about the young teachers coming out of the Call Me Mr. program. So he was excited about hiring Michael Barron. But until now, Quinn had not heard about Barron's anguished childhood.
Oh my goodness, this really just sheds a light into the teacher that he is, into the teacher that he can become, particularly knowing that 86% of our kids are on free and reduced lunch and perhaps come from some disadvantage. He's guaranteed to see a little Michael Barron inside his classroom.
Just imagine, says Quinn, the influence he'll have on that little boy and others like him who've been waiting for that one teacher who'll see their true potential and help them flourish.
When they see the A's, the B's, or even the C's on their report card, that further increases their self-confidence, and I believe that they feel as though they can do it.
Still, this is not about quick fixes. In too many schools in this country, black children, boys in particular, are not expected to achieve.
We did not arrive at this woeful state overnight.
Winston Holton is field coordinator for the Call Me Mr. program.
We are in this for the long haul. You know, we are producing lifelong educators committed to revitalizing their communities, their schools, and their homes. And so, no, this is not just about education. This is so much bigger. It's so much bigger.
Less than 2% of the nation's elementary school teachers are black men. This fall, Call Me Mister will have placed 154 of them in classrooms in 8 states, with another 150 in the pipeline. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.